This podcast is sponsored to you by Bare Aesthetics. Candace at Bare Aesthetics is Boise's favorite esthetician, offering rejuvenating facials, corrective treatments for acne and aging, microneedling, collagen induction therapy, and all-natural, earth-friendly sugaring hair removal. Focusing on holistic beauty in the treatment room, her products and treatments are natural with a little bit of science. I honestly love hanging out in her sweet little treatment room. We talk about skincare, yoga, beauty, and I get so many compliments on my skin these days. So after hot yoga with no makeup on, my skin is clear and so glowy. Thank you, Candace. You can reach Candace at Bare Aesthetics online at bare-aesthetics.com. That's bare-aesthetics.com, or give her a call at 925-980-9848. This information is also listed in the show notes, and be sure to mention my podcast, Overheard at Yoga, at checkout to get $10 off your first service. It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. Welcome back to the Overheard at Yoga podcast. I'm here with my girl, Carrie Price. I love her. Hey, she's amazing. She's also the podcast host of High Vibe Mama podcast. We're in the same studio space. And I've met you, like, I don't even know when I met you. Was it through teacher training, like 4 years ago?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So introduce yourself. Tell everyone all about you.
So my name is Carrie Price. I am a yoga teacher. I'm also a fitness instructor. I teach an array of fitness classes, from boot camp to dance to bar to yoga. I guess I'm a fitness fanatic. I love fitness and movement, what it could do for the body, not only physically, but emotionally. And I'm a mom to five. You know, I'm into holistic health and wellness and, you know, all the, what do I want to say, a woo-woo crystal stuff that we all love.
Yes, I love it.
Teachers. And and lived here. My husband's a chiropractor, practices here. And so just always kind of been in the place of like health, healing, fitness, movement, things like that. So
let's just jump right in. Tell me how you got into yoga.
So interestingly enough, at being a fitness instructor for so long, and just doing all of those things to contract your muscles, contract your joints, tons of cardio. You know, I teach a really popular hip hop dance class, which, by the way, Christina has some moves.
Stop.
we did. Let's tell them about that. We did a hip hop dance class.
First of all, we booked Carrie to do the hip hop dance class at the studio I run. And I was thinking, like, I'll just hide in the back. Next thing I know, we're in class and I'm standing right next to you. So I look in the mirror and there's like sexy, gorgeous Carrie, like fit and perfect. And then there's Christina. No. Just like, I'm so awkward, like so tall and awkward. So thank you.
No, that was so fun. And interestingly enough, like I've got so much positive feedback from that class, and those girls have come and take my class.
Yay!
They like drove all the way to Meridian, and they're like, "You're an amazing teacher."
You are.
So yeah, we'll have to talk about maybe like a once a month class or something there.
I did talk to Sally, and I should have talked to you about this sooner, but she wants to do it when it gets colder, so it's easier to cool down the room because we had the cops call.
Oh yeah, right. and yeah, it did get like so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so maybe like fall, winter time, but
yes.
Yeah. So, and I love that energy of movement. Is my favorite is dance. And I think all of us kind of hate cardio, but I loved dance so much because I feel like it's just a way to feel confident and sexy and freedom in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was contracting, lifting weights, but I don't know. I just got to a point where I was like, my body was like craving a different type of energy of movement. It just was. And I wasn't sure what that was. And then I took something called Body Flow, and it was a mix of like Tai Chi, Pilates, and yoga.
Hmm.
And I'm like, hey, I like this. And I actually became an instructor for that. But then you're very confined to that. Like, you have to teach their flows, their choreography, their music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I like how this flows together, you know, from this warrior to this. And so then, you know, I thought about being a yoga instructor. And I loved the training. And it was exactly what I needed. I feel like learning yoga has helped me in all the other fitness avenues that I teach.
How did you even hear about the training?
So Megan, me and Megan were connected somehow, like through social media, or I think because we have a lot of things in common. Mm-hmm. And so I was connected through her. And then I had actually been texting her. Oh, you know what? No, I just realized what happened. So I took a yoga class from her, and then I met her at the co-op. Oh. And I was like, oh, you're the yoga instructor that teaches at, back then it was Halo.
Halo, yeah.
And so that's kind of how, and she's like, yeah, you should take the training. And we were like texting back and forth for a while, because I wasn't really sure, because, you know, not that I cared about what people thought, but like, you know, people know me as this like kind of gangster, like, I mean, like, you know, now people call me a spiritual gangster because that's what they say. They're like, oh my gosh, I come to your yoga classes. And I teach yin too. So yin is like very meditative, sedative.
Do you
very
listen to hip hop music when you do yin too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I make it like a very
R&B.
No, it's a really meditative class, but like people will come to that class and then they'll come to my dance class and they're like, are you the same person?
Right.
But I think the cool thing is that we're multifaceted beings, and our body actually wants to move in multifaceted ways.
Yes.
And so I feel like, and this is what I always teach all my people that are kind of scared to take yoga or don't do yoga because they're already doing their training or whatever. I'm like, you've contracted your muscles so much. Like, when have you ever lengthened them? Like, when have you ever sat with yourself and breathed? Like, this is a part of movement too. Not just constantly contracting or constantly twerking or shaking our ass, you know, like that's fun, right? Like, yeah. We all love doing that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at it.
No,
I tried my best.
No, and it was so fun. And I mean, yeah, I love it. And I feel like yoga was just, it helped me come full circle as an instructor. Because it was, I feel like it was like really the missing piece of what I needed in my training, you know? And like I said, it's helped me in so many other ways, you know, how we say like, how is there different ways that you can say like, you know, place your foot forward,
right?
You know, and then we go through that exercise. Well, I use that in all my other classes too. So I'm not just saying right arm lifts, you know, you're saying so many different other ways. So different people of different energies can get what you're saying.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I love that. Finding like the anatomical way to say something, to instruct something, and then the energetic way, and then just direct, like right foot there. There
yeah,
you go. Whatever
exactly
it takes to reach all the people.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, you can add some fun with it. And I know that yoga can be really playful and fun, and there's lots of different energies that you can do in yoga. And at the same time, I feel like it's a very balanced way of movement, and it can help balance the other ways of movement, because I see people, I mean, my husband's a chiropractor, like we see people who jolt their joints all the time and who run and cardio, or people who are just constantly training and lifting, which is all great, right? Like, we have to have cardio to work our heart. We have to have, you know, do a little strength training. But we also have to have that active mobility and recovery. Like, it's essential. And we have to lengthen our muscles. You know, we've contracted them, we've pounded them. But, like, when do we ever just lengthen them and breathe? And actually, I was a friend. I mean, she's one of my instructor friends. She's like, I just feel like yoga is, like, so boring. You don't really get a workout. And I'm like, it's all about your intention, baby. Like, your intention, like, has to be there. And are you, you know, squeezing your core? Are you activating? Like, I feel like when I'm really intentional about the activation of my core and my body, I'm tired.
Oh, it's so
in
hard.
Vinyasa.
I was teaching this class yesterday, and to all my students listening, like, just be careful. just kidding. Just kidding. Like, there's this girl that was driving me crazy because I could see she's so flexible and you could tell that she would get deep in these postures, but she was not engaging her muscles at all. She was relying on her joints. And I meant to grab her after class, but she like ran out so fast. And I want to be like, do your joints hurt after yoga? And I even walked up to her and I would just lightly touch her leg and be like, engage, activate. And can you like lift more from your core? And so I wonder the benefit that she gets from yoga if she's, because she just was not activating any muscles. And I'm like, that's going to be so painful the next day. And so I need to like think about that and grab her. Because when I do yoga, when I first started doing yoga, it took me a while to realize like, oh my gosh, I'm also not activating my thighs. I'm not activating my glutes. I'm not activating my biceps and my shoulders. And I'm just trying to like go through the motions. And so once I started adding like more consciousness and activation, I was like, holy shit, this is so hard.
No, yeah, it is. And I think that people know that. But also the way that I like teach it and how I got into yoga is like, I needed it for like the emotional and mental. Do you know what I mean? Because cortisol raises like when we're doing cardio, when we're lifting weights, and like we have to have a way to balance that out, that cortisol in our body. Mm-hmm. And we can do that by activation of our breath, by stretching, which yoga all offers, you know. And then I always kind of tell people that, you know, it's a workout to work in when you're in yoga, right? Uh-huh. Like we're really working in. But that gets really uncomfortable for people. And people have been really honest with me. I mean, I work at a gym and they're just like, oh man, like just sitting there with yourself and like sitting with yourself, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the hardest part, right? Mm-hmm. It's the hardest part to breathe. But for me in my life, I felt like that's what I needed. And I didn't know that, and I was actually thinking about this the other day. I don't know if I shared it on Facebook or I didn't, but you know, my 3-year anniversary kind of came up for when I got my yoga teacher training. And you know, if you know my story, like just 3 years ago, my life changed. You know, I lost both my parents to overdose, my twin brother. And, you know, I lost my twin brother about 10 days after I graduated from yoga, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And so I didn't realize, I was just like, oh God, like he placed me in this practice for a reason. And it was like the practice that helped me because for a really long time, I had to kind of tone it down because the cardio and the lifting weights was making me more anxious, and mm-hmm. It wasn't serving my body at the best capacity, or I felt like I just had to go harder and push through it when really my body was like, no, we actually need to calm down and breathe. But I think because I was a yoga instructor and got more intuitive with my body, mm-hmm. right? Because that's what yoga allows you for yes. you to do, to tap more inward. And I always tell people, like, we spend so much time with our bodies, but we don't spend enough time within our bodies. And I feel like that's what yoga really offered me, is I got to spend some time within. And like, sometimes it sucks, right? Because you're like, I have a lot of shit. I have a lot of demons. I'm messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of pain coming up right now and I just want to get away from it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yoga's telling me to just breathe through it.
Yeah, and sit with it. And how else do we like overcome things? Is like, we actually have to go through it. Like there's no like not going through it, right? And so I feel like with, you know, yoga, a lot of people in my classes will be like, oh, I feel like I just left a TED talk, or I feel like I feel like I had like a counseling session, you know? And it's like, no, but like you're the teacher, right? You're like the inner teacher. You're the counselor, because I'm just the space holder. That's all I am, is for you to work through your stuff. And then it's like, you know, don't leave all your stuff out. I just always say, like, bring it all into class. Like, let's move through it, you know, because it's, like, really the only way. So, yeah, I feel like that's how I really got in to yoga. It's just, I feel like it was divinely guided to really how I got into it, you know, because I really didn't need the training. But obviously God, like, knew that I needed this. And it's been, I mean, I love teaching yoga. Everyone asks, what do you like better? Do you like, you teach so many things, and it's so hard for me to decide, but I'm like, there's no way that I still would have to have yoga. Like, it's such a different energy about it, and I love it so much. I love teaching it, and I love taking the classes, and everyone's so different. I feel like you, I don't know, you just leave like a better person.
How long were you teaching fitness and really into the fitness thing before your body was asking for something new when you discovered yoga?
Oh gosh. So it'll be 15 years in June that I've been a fitness instructor, group fitness instructor.
Yeah, girl. Amazing.
I know. I got my first certification kickboxing when I was like 4 months pregnant with my first baby.
Oh my gosh. And you did teacher training pregnant also when we were in yoga training.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of babies. I'm like, I just keep, anyway. And I guess that's what I want to tell moms if they listen to this too, is like, you can actually don't feel like you're held back because of motherhood. Like, I did this alongside of motherhood, and I promise you that, yeah, yoga helped me show up as a better mom too.
I'm curious. This is a woo-woo question for you. So that little baby that was cooking while you're doing kickboxing, is there some kickboxing vibes in that little baby? And then the baby that was in you when you were doing yoga, is there some yoga vibes in that little baby? Like,
yes,
do you believe in stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. Kindred spirit, like a spirit animal, the one that where I did with yoga. Mm. So, and you know, I did yoga teacher training, then I ended up having some pregnancy issues and I had to quit, and then I had to like come back. So mm-hmm. I kind of feel like I went through two teacher trainings.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that.
So, you know, and it's such a good training, you guys. If you're listening, like, you should really take the training. I'm trying to get like two of my friends to take it right now.
Yes, do it. Our summer teacher training starts June 3rd.
Yes, it's so good. And I feel like whatever like movement you teach, like, it's a good I think that's where a lot of people get mixed up. It's like, oh, I just can be this type of yoga instructor, or I just can be like this type of fitness teacher. But like, what if we combine them? You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
It's a beautiful thing, like, once we combine them. So, and I don't know, we got kind of off track. What was I talking about before you asked me about woo-woo baby stuff?
Oh, shit. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know where it went, but.
I'm not sure. You're talking about, like, if you're a mom, you can do this? Or was that after?
No, that was after. That was, like, before we were talking about just.
Daniel, were you listening? Do you know what we were talking about?
Yeah, I think, well, this is how podcasts go, right? It's just, you know, you get off into one avenue. And, you know, I think the beautiful thing about even like stepping into yoga, and even while I'm telling my friends, like, you should, it's, or could, I don't like the word should. I feel like should is like, there's a lot of negativity towards should, but you could. Uh-huh. Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Instead of saying should, could. And I loved what you said earlier when you said yoga. How did you put it? You said you're with your body all the time, but how often do you go within? And that's what yoga helped you do. Did your husband or friends and family start to notice any changes in you when you began your yoga journey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was already like into like crystals and essential oils and into energy. And I think yoga kind of helped me more embody it and really realize that no matter what we say, like, everything is energy. And the way that we move our body in yoga is a specific type of energy, right? Mm-hmm. And it just helped me, I feel like, embody movement more, embody health, be really like in tune with my body. And, you know, not to mention like my flexibility's gotten better. Like, I used to have like, you know, really bad low back pain. Mm. And, you know, just all of those things that help you physically, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like no one ever wants to talk about the emotional stuff, because that's woo woo and like, that's uncomfortable and that's painful. And you know what I'm saying?
My mom made this interesting comment to me. So my mom's hysterical, actually. I was vegetarian for like 15 years. And I remember like when I first started, I was like, I'm going to be vegan, mom. And I'm like 12 or 14. And my poor mom, she's just like, honey, there's meat and potatoes on the, like, we're in Idaho, like, meat and potatoes, like, eat this and drink your glass of milk. And I was like, no. She like threw the glass of milk across the room. She was so upset. I don't know why she had such like a strong reaction for me being not interested in eating that, but she was worried about my nutrition. So fast forward, she gets diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And she suddenly, and she was always really into health and wellness, but she never really had time. She was a busy mom. She had a candy drawer in her desk at work.
Yeah.
And so she's like, what's going on? And decided to do a deep dive into nutrition. And she ended up becoming a raw food chef. And she does like consulting for health facilities. And she's,
I remember you telling me
that. Yeah. So she's cool. So interesting. And she said that I had inspired her. And so fast forward, I'm now a yoga instructor. And I was like, Mom, you should come to yoga with me. And she's like, last time you recommended I do something, I went off the wall with it. She's like, I'm just scared to do yoga because I don't know where that's going to take me.
Are you still a raw vegan?
No. And once my mom became vegetarian, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. my inner rebellion started. I actually started seeing a chiropractor because I had dealt with some like low back injury. I don't know if I was adjusted too much in yoga by this other instructor who would twist me too far. Something was going on, and I don't know if it was a disc injury or if it was like my SI. Something was happening, and my chiropractor said, do you eat meat? And I said, no. And he said, well, this might sound strange, but I really recommend eating meat, specifically meat off the bone, because those nutrients will actually go towards your bones. And so while my mom was getting off meat, I started eating meat again, and then found like a balance that works for me.
Yeah.
And my mom finally, I think it was like 5 years into teaching yoga, she finally took a yoga class. And she, again, super funny lady, she wanted to do it secretly behind my back so that when I came to town to visit, we could go to a class together and she could surprise me with how good she was.
Oh, awesome. I love that.
She wants to be perfect, apparently. Yeah. So she did a Foundations hot yoga class, and she was like, oh my gosh, that was so hard. Very difficult. Never went back. And I was like, dang it. But she did go to yin yoga with me, and she said, because we have like similar back stuff. So she's like, it helped my back tremendously. So now she loves yin yoga. And
I love yin too. I think everyone has kind of a weirdness about yin too. Like even my vinyasa teachers I teach with, no one ever wants to sub it. I'm like, this is the easiest
you
class.
Get to do yoga with everyone, and it's amazing. Yeah. Whereas the other classes you don't. My mom had also made this comment that so many people have said yoga has helped them emotionally and mentally. My mom felt very confused. She's a very religious person, and she was very confused by that. Plus, she grew up with a lot of trauma that she'd rather not think about.
Yeah.
So she was really nervous about yoga because she's like, am I going to be dealing with my past trauma? Is this going to conflict with my religion? And it took her a while to even dabble the way that she did. And I feel like, how do we tell people that it's okay to have stuff come up? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think it just naturally like does. And so I'll tell you a story. Just I barely have started teaching at this new gym called the Mecca, and it was just a powerlifting and bodybuilding gym, very much in figure competing. But now they moved to a new location. They have the group fitness. So I'm kind of helping launch that, getting yoga going.
Cool.
My dance classes are going well, trying to get some Tabata and boot camp going. But anyway, you know, so I have these power lifters and, you know, lifters in my class, right? And it's so fun. But I just remember to see the differences. And I mean, you probably experienced this too, is like I had them place one hand over their belly and on heart because I wanted them to feel their breath, like how important that it is. And, you know, only 4 people did it in the class because that's how uncomfortable they were with like even doing that, touching themselves like that.
Yeah.
You know, or like I'll say, close your eyes, and then you'll get like one pirate eye this like looking at you. You know, I know that you've had the pirate eye. It's like, close your eyes. Uh-huh. You're safe. Like, this is a safe place. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And one girl, she just after class, like she just had like tears, you know? And she was like so angry. She's like, I don't fucking cry. I don't fucking cry. Like, what's wrong with me? And I was just like, welcome to yoga.
The yoga.
Yeah. I was like this. I was just like, just let it come up for you. Like, I'm like, you don't even have to name it. You don't have to judge it. But like, we set an intention for our practice. And maybe this was the intention that you were going to move through whatever emotions are just like coming up for you. And it was emotions like, you know, she's like, well, I feel like I should share with you maybe what come up. I'm like, yeah, you can. Like, I can hold space for that, but you don't have to. Like, this is just a space for you, you know? And she's like, yeah, I was just thinking about like my mom and like when she was in the hospital and like, Yeah, like right before she died. And I don't know why I was thinking about that right now. Like, it hasn't come up for me. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to judge it. Like, stop judging yourself for like feeling what you just felt in that. I'm like, that's tough. That's heavy. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of anguish. That's like trauma, you know, sadness. It's okay to like feel that way. And I was like, trust me, as a yoga instructor, I don't judge you, because I felt the same feelings. I'm still working through my own stuff. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what we have to also do, is that I always thought that when I was going through my stuff that I couldn't teach yoga anymore because I was too broken. I had too much sadness and trauma that I was dealing with, that I couldn't show up and be this, you know, great yoga instructor and offer healing to people. But I'm like, that is bullshit. You totally can, because that is like the healing that happens within you that you can still offer somebody else healing to. Because I guess what, we're all damn broken, right? We all have stuff. We all have our own things that we're working through, whether it's small or big. I saw that within her. But I've had that happen, you know, multiple times, where people just be like, what's happening to me? And then you get like these power lifters that are like, oh my gosh, like I don't cry. Like I don't do this. Like I don't breathe. I don't sit and I don't like, but we all need it. Right. And I think yoga offers that. Of course you could just sit with yourself and breathe, but I think having an instructor that is the space holder to allow you to do that and allow you to have your own experience, that's really powerful. Like, we're pretty damn magical. You know what I mean?
Yes, we're all unicorns. I went to a yin class recently and I had brought my boyfriend with me, and I don't think he's going to listen to this, so it's fine. We can talk about it. And it was incredible because I'd been bugging him to come to yoga for a while, and he's been really busy and he's had stuff going on with his family. And I'm like, you need yoga, and this is a deal breaker if you don't go to yoga with me. Like, yoga is my thing and you have to come once in a while. And so he showed up, and I had an amazing class. I forgot he was there, and maybe we held hands at the end. But right once it was over, once it ended, he looked me in my eyes and he held my hand and he was like, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you encouraged me to come to this class.
Aww.
And he ended up sharing with me like later at dinner that night that he instantly became emotional. Like as soon as the teacher said, we're going to take a moment to go inside and just feel and check in, he said instantly, like, those emotions had been coming up for him that he realized he had been setting aside to help everyone else with things that he didn't actually check on himself. And so he said he cried like 4 times in that class. I'm right next to him, totally oblivious. I'm in my own
You're
world.
Like,
I'm just in my own thing, having a good time. I had no clue that he was having this experience, and he hadn't been to yoga in a while. And I was like, wow, I forget that it can be like that. So
yeah. And it's not like, you know, it's not like we're not like hired therapists or counselors. We're just space holders for, and at the end of the day, whether you go to counseling, whether you have therapy, because I go to those things too.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's still on you.
Yeah, seriously.
Like the other therapists, they don't do it for you. You still have to do your own shit.
Yeah.
Like, so at the end of the day, I feel like if we can really embody the experience of what we're doing in yoga, and what I think it comes back to is just intention. But I talk about intention all the time. Like, you know, when I'm pissed and raging, I'm hitting those damn dumbbells harder than I ever have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when I want to feel that sexy feeling, I'm like, okay, I'm dropping it like it's hot. Like, you know, I'm slapping it.
Hip hop dance with Carrie.
And then yoga, it's like to feel balance. And I feel like to bring that full circle, you know, it just feels so good. You know, and not to mention like the breathing. And I always tell people, like, it's not about the postures. Like, the postures are cool and all. Like, when I see people too, I'm like, wow, I can't do that. That looks so good on you. But I know that there's like something behind that posture too. It's not just about the posture that you get to get into.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about the mental and everything that this person worked hard for? Or you don't know what they're working through, you know,
yes,
in that moment. When they are getting into, you know, the arm balance or whatever, you know what I mean? So
the focus, the mental focus it requires for difficult postures and just the practice. I'm so inspired by my students who continually show up to the mat and they work towards these postures. And after class, they'll be like, did you see me touch my toes? Did you see me hold that pose? Did you see me like kick my leg higher than I ever have? Did you see? And I was like, yes, it was amazing. Good job. And it's cool to share those little successes. What would you say to students like your power lifters who are like tiptoeing into yoga, who maybe are like, why do I need to stretch? It's boring. It's not hard. Because you mentioned earlier that we don't lengthen our muscles when we're focusing so much on contracting our muscles. And I'm not a weightlifter. I skipped all the fitness stuff and I was like, what's the yoga? And then I was like, this is great. And I kind of stuck there. So I don't really know what to say to those people on why they should be lengthening their muscles.
Oh, man, that's a really try to unpack this question. There's so many reasons why to do this. If you even think of like the way primarily that we existed on this planet, like we were picking up rocks probably and throwing them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, right. And we were running from animals, right? So
okay.
We
had dinosaurs.
But I also know that we can even look back, like even in yoga history or long, long ago, like people actually sat with themselves.
Without
and they stretched, yes, and they stretched and they like inhaled and exhaled, or whether that was like through a prayer or meditation, or, you know, my friend just got back from Egypt and she said that they did this whole meditation, you know, in child's pose or in a certain thing, and they were there for like an hour and a half. And I was like, I would struggle with that, like to be focused for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can barely do like 10 minutes.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
my attention span is awful.
Right. So I also think it's important just physically, like you cannot constantly jar your joints constantly. You can't constantly contract your muscles and only do that type of movement and not expect repercussions when you're older.
Gotcha.
And trust me, I've seen it. My husband's a chiropractor. Like, I even see it in my students where they're like, oh, yeah, I'm coming to yoga now because I was a marathon runner and that's all I did. And I'm like, yeah, like, so your body. And so I feel like that's always like, and this is what I teach in my philosophy of movement, is that we need three types of different energies of movement. We need active mobility and recovery, which is like yoga, right? And then we need some type of strength training. We can get some strength in yoga because I know we can use some small weights. We can also, like, you know, there's push-ups or you're holding mm-hmm. postures. And then we also need vitality, which is cardio, because we have to work our heart. But sometimes I feel like people focus too much on one thing, which I think over time, especially if we're like a huge cardio person or a huge weightlifter, over time, it's going to catch up with us. And you should do things that take you out of your comfort zone, right?
Yes.
You should do things that make you feel a little bit uncomfortable or that you're not good at, or try something new. That's actually how our brain cells even get happier, right? Or like our emotions, or we like conquer something, try something new, get out of our comfort zone. I think there's so many ways that we can tap into different types of movement. You know what I mean? So
my friend Sarah, who was at your class that you taught
yeah.
with us, I asked her, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You signed up and you want to do this. And she's like, oh yeah, I love Carrie. And I just want to get out of my comfort zone because I would never normally have done this. And I was looking at her like, wow, so proud of you, because she's young. She's, I don't know how old she is, maybe 21, maybe. And she's already trying to choose things to help her get out of her comfort zone. Like,
yeah,
because so
I think
her.
We kind of like to stay in this box. And then I think especially too, like we have to check ourselves as yoga instructor, because we're like, check, 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 check. Got all those boxes checked. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Got this posture, got this.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but instead it's like, oh, what's our intention like behind these postures? You know what I'm saying?
That's what was really fun about vinyasa training, because there's all these different ways you can sequence a vinyasa class and all the ways that you can theme it. And then by the end of learning all these different ways to theme, they throw it all out and say, or you could just do a class based on your intention for that class. And then it's like, okay, so then none of those sequences matter. Because it's just what's your flow, and it can be something so off the wall, like, The intention for this vinyasa class is all about the orange chakra and a poem that I read. And so then you could just throw in postures that remind you of a poem you've read. And I thought, well, that's really interesting.
I think that can go with like any sort of movement, you know,
okay.
For me, I'm a very, like, if someone told me you want to go to Vegas tomorrow, I'd probably go, right?
You're so cool.
Because I'm just like, yeah, let's go. Like, I'm very spontaneous. But I also think, like, what if we could just be like that a little bit more, like, within our movement and not as robotic? And, like, even in dance class, mm-hmm. people don't know if I mess up, but I mess up a ton. But I'm like, hey, we're just here for 8 more counts, you know? And then you remember. And so I think a lot of times we have to realize that there's a saying that it's about expression and not impression. And I really have to check myself as an instructor sometimes that, like, I'm not here to impress everyone, but I'm here to help me express myself, so then it gives them permission to express themselves too in the way authentically and intentionally that they want.
That's beautiful. I love that about you. I have to ask you, what have you overheard at yoga?
What have I overheard at yoga? So I actually was gonna piggyback off of what you said. What I've overheard at yoga is, I actually had this come up 4 times. Someone asked me, asking about how do you stay in yoga practice and do all these things and still be like a person of faith?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. And how are you balancing that? I got asked that question so like 4 times in 1 week. I'm like, oh, do I need to address this? And it's funny you asked me to be on this podcast, because I'm like, I feel like I need to do like a story on my Instagram or something, because it was like coming up so much. And so like the overheard is like kind of like, oh, you either have to be like a full person of faith, or you can like only practice yoga. Like, they, you know, and I'm like, that's so interesting to me. I feel like the exact opposite of that. If you're a person of faith, or you believe in the universe, or you believe in this, I feel like it actually connects you more to the divine. It actually mm-hmm. connects you more to yourself, so you can feel more connected. And also, if you are a person of faith, who in the hell do you think created energy? Who do you think created like yoga or like the crystal? Like, who mm-hmm. put that energy in there? Like, if that's so, for me, I'm like, it's actually a denying of what the divine light that you can really actually tap into. Mm-hmm. And there's all different modalities. So I think that's the one thing that I've overheard the most is that. And I actually had, and honestly, it threw me for like a whole loop. And even my students were like, wow, that really shook you, what that person said to you. And it did, because she was like, she got up and left my class, and she's like, this is like a religion. Like, I hope you know like where yoga originates from. And she was just like, and I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, and she was like, you could get injured. And like, she's just going off. And I was thinking like, you know what? I'm just going to hold space for you, because you've had an experience that hasn't been my experience. And I'm just going to let you have that belief that you want to believe. And, you know, this class is probably not for you. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. she's like, well, are you going to say namaste? I'm like, it's a yoga class.
Totally.
Yeah, like
it means hello, goodbye. It means I respect you.
Yeah. So I would say to anyone that's like, quote unquote, whatever, questioning, or you can like, and I feel like you can, we're multifaceted beings. I don't understand why people get so hung up in
whether you're a spiritual person, a religious person, an atheist person. Like, yoga is for everyone.
And yeah.
Yoga, people use it with different intentions all the time. And I was definitely very like atheist, and yoga helped me kind of block my crown chakra and get more exploratory with the universe and energy. And in fact, Shavasana, corpse pose, is all about accepting death. And I think all spirituality and religion is also about accepting death. And
yeah,
we're all
exactly.
on this planet, and we're just trying to do the best we can. And if yoga helps, great. And if CrossFit is your religion, then have fun doing CrossFit.
Yeah, well, I even think, like, I mean, I hate it when people think of, like, fitness as, like, oh, or like a religion or like a cult. I think that's why, for me, yoga opened me up to so much more, and being like, oh, this, I'm just a space holder. I'm just here to set this intention for class. Like, because every time before class, I just am always praying and having intention. I hope someone finds healing today, who's ever in my class, and whoever needs to find some healing today, like, I hope it finds them. But in order to accept it, they have to set the intention, right?
Yeah.
And they have to feel it. Like, I had a girl, her leg in yin was, like, shaking so bad when we had the strap, you know? It's okay. Just, like, shaking so bad, you know? And so, you know, I told her, I'm like, just pull a little bit more on that. And then she was like, why is this happening? Like, she's like, I feel like I'm pretty flexible. And I'm like, the issues are in your tissues. Yeah. I'm like, the trauma is leaving your body. Like, this is permission mm-hmm. for you to kind of let go and breathe into this and let it shake. Let it do what it needs to do, because that is, like, where you can find healing, like, in your movement, in your exercise, in this practice. And she was like, yeah, that's interesting you say that, because things were coming up for me, you know?
Oh, fascinating.
And so things were coming up for her, and then her leg starts to shake, and it's like, yeah. And I don't know if you've heard that, but, like, uh-huh.
The issues are in the tissues. Like, trauma is stored in the body. Yeah. I actually, just yesterday, I went to see this woman named Laura. She runs The Healing Soul on Franklin, and she does muscle testing. And so when I say muscle testing, I basically hold out my arm, and she'll be like, hold out your arm, hold it strong. And she'll put her hand on my wrist and try to press it down. And then she'll ask me questions. And so she'll ask me, like, a yes or no question, a true or false question. And if I answer without lying, like, it holds strong. So, is your name Christina? Yes, it was strong. And she's like, okay, I want you to say your name is Bob. And then she did it, and my arm dropped. And she's like, the body can answer. So then she said she was going to ask me a series of questions that I wasn't supposed to answer out loud. She said it's subconscious and it's for the body. So she would ask me all these questions, and then my wrist would hold strong or drop, and then she'd be like, okay, that's interesting. So we should work on this. I'm like, how did you know that we needed to work on that? She's like, well, because your body told me.
Exactly. The body keeps the score. That's what I always say. Like, regardless of what we think, the body keeps the score. And I think a lot of times we live in a world where we think it's like, have this, do that, and be that. But yoga actually offers a whole different thing. It actually offers the be first, mm-hmm. then the doings become more inspired.
Yes.
Then we have, and it's a completely different way of thinking, I think. And I'm so blessed about yoga, because I feel like it's opened my mind to really embody movement and really be tapped in, because your body really does keep the score, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah, I love it.
Okay, well, we have to wrap things up. Okay. I love you. Please tell people how they can connect with you, find you, all the things.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. My fitness account is just VibeFitCarrie. I'm also on Instagram at HighVibeMama, and you can visit my website, highvibemama.com. And, yeah, if you ever want to come and take some of my classes, and then maybe I might be at the studio in the fall or winter, mm-hmm.
yes.
like twerking it and yes. shaking it. And and look, so her shirt, I love your shirt. Ugh. It says, to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, Biggie. Yes.
One of my yoga students, Joe, gave it to me. Hi, Joe, if you're listening.
Yes. And just know that my playlist is all lit up with, like, all of those
it's
songs.
True.
Like,
it's true.
They're good. I bring my lights. So, yeah, like, we'll collab something, like, maybe in the fall. And
When we can have the windows closed, because it'll be easier to cool down the thing, and then that way the neighbors don't call the cops.
I know. The cops got called. You know, it was a party, right? Like, if the cops got called.
We thought,
like,
they wanted to dance with us.
Yeah. They're just like, sorry. You know, but, I mean, it was To the Window, To the Wall. That was the song that did it.
That was the song.
I think it was the song.
We were all twerking. It was so fun.
Yes, it was so fun. So, yeah, I appreciate you letting me be on your podcast, and love talking all about this stuff. And you're amazing. Christine is an amazing yoga teacher.
Right back at you, Carrie. You guys, all the information is in the show notes. Please check it out. Thanks for listening. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Please rate and review us. It's a great way to help others find the community. If you found this podcast interesting or valuable, please share it with a friend. Also, if you are interested in sponsoring or showing support, you can contact me via email. It's xtinayoga@gmail.com. Otherwise, please follow on Instagram, overheard at .yoga.